Les, thank you very much for coming in. Now, for people who don't know you, you're the presenter of Strummers and Dreamers, our folk programme, Cambridge 105, alternate Thursdays. But what do you do the rest of the time?
It's being a translator that pays the bills, but I also do other musical ventures. We have our band called Red Velvet, which is basically a duo, but other musicians join us occasionally. We do a big charity event every year.
It's the wonderful Red Velvet Music Marathon.
Exactly. Mm. It's Cambridge 105 has supported us very well over the years. We've done three already. We've already raised over £15,000 for cancer charities. And as well as doing that, Strummers is an organisation that we run, organising gigs for young songwriters, many of whom have passed through the Cambridge 105 studio as well and been on the MNG Awards.
Also see them at Strawberry Fair, for example, exactly. And in summer you normally have a showcase of them there.
That's right.
But Saturday night you're involved with putting on this We Shall Overcome event. Tell us how it all came together.
Well, it all happened as a result of knowing a singer-songwriter called Joe Solo, who's based in Scarborough. I organised a couple of gigs for him over the last couple of years. He's been down to perform because I think he's great. I first heard him on Mike Harding's show on Radio 2 when he was doing the folk show a few years ago. And Joe performed a couple of songs very much in a kind of Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie vein, singing to a guitar and a harmonica. And I thought, he's great, must get him down to Cambridge. And so that happened. And the second time he came down, I organised a bill with him supporting Grace Petrie, more of whom later. Anyway, I've become a friend of Joe's, and he got in contact with me a few months ago saying, we're organising this major event, this major initiative over the weekend of the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of October, which is a series of charity concerts all over the country in over 100 cities and towns, over 250 gigs. Lots and lots of musicians, all performing for free, and all the proceeds are going to be going towards food banks, homeless charities, and the like. And the idea is basically, as Joe put in his message, we are basically trying to show some solidarity and, yes, a little defiance in the face of the general election result. And that's what they're doing.
I guess we should point out that more people did actually vote in favour of the government than they voted against the government in the general election. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gotten in. But Cambridge, of course, went completely against the political trend, as I guess might have been expected.
Yeah. Yeah, I think probably that was a bit of a protest vote against the Lib Dems, wasn't it?
I think it's only about 90 in it. Anyway, let's put that to one side and tell us a little bit more about the event.
So Joe said, would you like to organise a concert in Cambridge as part of this We Shall Overcome weekend? And I said, yes, we really would. So I and Deirdre and a couple of other friends started putting together some ideas. And after a while, we had a programme. We got some fine artists performing. Grace Petrie, who's a fine singer-songwriter from Leicester.
I saw Grace at Red Velvet earlier in the year, and I was familiar with her work anyway because she often appears on, I think, the Now Show on Radio 4,
is
one of the places where she's one. And she kind of, if you like, encompasses a modern folk song, really, because she's doing the protest thing. She's clearly left-leaning in her views. Not that that matters, because her observations on society are pretty sharp.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think she's kind of, if we say that Joe Solo is very much following in the footsteps of Dylan and Woody Guthrie, then Grace Petrie is very much a Billy Bragg for our time.
Yes, yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Topical and political songs, but with a lot of humour and a very, she's a fine performer.
Yeah, she's very good. And who are the others who we can see?
Well, we also have Reg Muros, who again, we've organised a few concerts in Cambridge for, and he's been down a couple of times to do songwriter workshops, which have been very successful at the Golden Hind. And he writes quite political songs, not quite as in-your-face kind of a way as Grace, but powerful nonetheless. And his latest CD, called England Green, England Grey, is kind of a song about, Englishness and the things we should be proud of, which we're in the process of losing. So I think he's a very welcome addition to the programme. And we've got Tony Phillips, who's a local singer-songwriter, who's very unassuming and not nearly well enough known. And, of course, Red Velvet will be performing too. And we're very lucky to have Gráinne Maguire comparing the evening.
Yeah, and she's an Irish comedian, as
That's
I understand,
right, yes.
But also, again, with leanings towards the left.
Very much so, yeah. I didn't know her until I saw a recent Panorama programme on Jeremy Corbyn. And she was interviewed, and there was a little bit of one of her shows on there as well. And I thought, she's great. She'd be great fun. And we were thinking, who are we going to have to compare it? So I contacted her agent, who explained what was going on. And yes, she was very much up for it. So
and no fee, as I understand it.
No fee, no, because all the proceeds from the event are going to two local homeless charities, to Winter Comfort and to Jimmy's. And all the performers are appearing for free. So hopefully,
in both of those charities, as we're hearing on Cambridge 105, certainly worth mentioning for the wonderful work they do. Different ends, really, of the homeless scale, but we both of them are very much needed.
Yes.
And this, as you say, this is part of a series of events which are taking place Friday, Saturday and Sunday across the weekend.
Exactly. All over the country and all over the weekend. So Joe and his friends who started the whole idea off leave it to the local organisers to decide exactly when to have their concerts and exactly how to allocate the funds. It's not very prescriptive.
So you have the option of, either you could have gone for a national homeless charity.
Exactly.
As it happens, you've gone for a couple which are based right here in Cambridge.
Yes, because we know about them anyway. And we have friends who've been on the streets. So we've know people have had direct experience of the work they do. So, very pleased and proud to support them.
Okay, so if somebody wants to come along, when and where do they need to be, and how much is it going to cost them to get in?
Well, the entry is £5. If you'd like to buy a T-shirt, that's an extra £4. So £9 altogether to get in to hear the music and to have a T-shirt. The music starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday evening at the Golden Hind in Milton Road. Be there by 7:30 to get a good seat, and it will go until late-ish, I should think.
Late-ish, and not the full 24 hours this
no,
time.
No, not the full 24 hours, only once a year for that.
But into the early hours of the morning. Yeah. Well, Les, look, good to see you as always, and thank you.
An absolute pleasure, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming in to tell us about that.
My pleasure, as I say.